Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I welcome Carl and Roxy Gurdas and present them with a new Sony duplicator for their teachings. Having these anointed friends in the studio is a spiritual refreshing. Carl quotes a very familiar passage of scripture from Hosea 4:6. My people perish for lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge. God brings light into your world and dispels darkness and brings healing into every part of your life. Healing is a subject that we talk about during the half-hour program, and Carl tells of a time when he was in jail, and in desperation he said to God, God, if you're real, take me or fix me. If you're in a desperate place today, I hope that's what you're telling your all-sufficient one, El Shaddai, that you are serious about serving him and you want him to fix you. Now let's join the program.
Today we're honored to have Carl and Roxanne with us, Roxanne Gurdas and Carl Gurdas, and their ministry is called Living the Truth Ministry. And when we had Carl on the air with us, I don't know if I billed that right, but I said, you know, we got a con artist that got saved and turned to Jesus, now is preaching. And they're with us today anyway. Carl, did you want to defend yourself?
Well, no, that's just exactly right. I was a con artist that got saved, and now I'm preaching. So praise God. And but I'm married now, too.
You're married, too. You sure do. Roxanne's here, and Joanna's with us, and we're glad that you guys are here with us. And I understand that you had about a $300 a day habit. Do I remember that right?
Yes.
You know, I figured that out. That's $100,000 a year. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. When you put it that way, isn't it? That's a lot of money.
So you probably put that up your nose and in your arm and whatever.
Yeah.
And, well, I'm glad that you're with us today. When you were on and I was interviewing you here a couple of weeks ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, this man needs a tape duplicator to duplicate those tape messages that you're putting mm-hmm. down. As we say in radio, you're putting that in the can, and you want to spread those around to people that want to endure the blessing and enjoy the blessing, right?
Yes, endure the blessing.
And, you know, I was thinking about it before I came on the air, and in fact, even while I was here, we use Sony tape duplicators in our ministry, and I thought, well, you know, what I'll do is I'll just give him the used one, and we'll order another one. We'll keep the new one. Holy Spirit said, no, that isn't the way it works. I want you to give him the new one. So he must really love you.
Mm.
He must really love you. Anyway, we put the need out on the air, and people started sending money. And we rounded up $1,430 and sent it in, and they sent us a brand new duplicator. In fact, we have it right here in the studio for you. And it's a new Sony Master.
Yeah.
Amen. And so we'd like to present that to you, and that's really from the Lord. And he was so good to bring the dollars in for you. And I'll tell you, it'll make wonderful copies. I've used many different brands, but that's the best one. In fact, I've worn out several other brands, but the Sony's the best. And we got it in that box right over there. So would you accept that from our listeners and from the Lord?
Yes, we do. And I tell you what, it is a blessing. And our prayers is going to be for you and Barbara, wonderful friends, and for your great listening audience. And we are so thankful for your help in this area. And, you know, I guess if I would say anything, I would say this: mix some faith with it and believe that you're getting a harvest back. As we've been blessed, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men bless you also.
Why don't you hang on? I've got a call coming in from Portland. Let's take that, and then we'll get back and chat with you guys. I'm really glad you're here. Roxanne, you have a voice today?
Yes, I do.
Oh, there you go.
I'm right here.
Okay, you're right there. Okay. Hello, Cole.
Hey, is this Darren and Barbara?
This is Darren.
Hey, good day, guys. I just had a bit of a question about healing.
Okay.
Yeah, I read that book, Christ the Healer, that you guys recommended.
That's a good one, right? That one, yeah, by Bosworth.
Yeah, Bosworth. It was really good. But I just had a question, maybe like a prayer request almost, you know?
Okay.
There's this a lump in my thigh. And I've been praying for healing and stuff, but I think I've come to realize maybe I need a prayer of faith more than that, eh?
Now you have a lump in your thigh?
Yeah.
Have you been injured?
No. It's more, I don't know what it is. I've been to the doctor and they're not sure what it is either.
Okay, how big a lump is it?
Just 1 inch or so, deep down in my tissues.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I've been praying to God about it, and...
Does it stick up high enough for you to feel it?
Yeah, I can feel it inside my thigh.
Okay, now here's what I'm going to suggest you do. Go back to that book on Christ the Healer by Bosworth, and that's by F.F. Bosworth. For those that are listening, you don't know what that book is. I think it's one of the greatest renderings on faith outside of the Bible that I've ever read.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of that book, it gives you a lot of process about how this man came to understanding that God would still heal today like Jesus did in the Bible times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how old are you?
19.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a real straight question. Do you think there's a chance that you have any sexually transmitted diseases?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we got that taken care of. How long have you been a believer?
For a few years now, since I was in junior high, I guess.
Okay. Have you ever been healed, Cole?
No. I didn't know much about it until I started praying about it.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden I clicked on your program, and then I heard, read about this book called Christ the Healer, and so I just went out and got it.
Good.
And then
that's good.
Kind of sort of have it happen, so I finished reading it, and I just wanted to call you guys.
Well, see, now, when you went out and got that book, Cole, that's an act of faith.
Yeah.
I like that, because some people, we tell them and tell them and tell them, and they still don't catch on, and then they wonder why they don't get their answer. But could you reach down with the hand that you're not using, hold on to the phone, and see if that lump still, you can still feel it?
Yeah, it's right there, yeah.
Okay. All right, put your hand on it, and I'll pray for you.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Father God, I ask that by your power and through the faith that this young man has and the faith that we have here and the faith of our listeners, I'm asking you, Lord, to dissolve that lump. Take that out of his leg. I don't know why it's there, but it's an intruder on a man of God. And so, Lord, I thank you, and I don't believe that came from you. And I don't care what kind of malady it is. I'm just asking you to get rid of it in the name of Jesus. Now, Cole, what I'd like you to do is get up and walk around, and you can lay the... Are you on a portable phone or a hard...
Yeah, I'm on portable.
Okay, well, you can get up and walk around.
Okay.
You go ahead and do that, and I'll wait for you. I'll stay right here on the line. And,
okay.
Lord, I'm just watching you dissolve this thing and ask you to kill that at the root. I don't know what it is. Doesn't matter to you, Lord. All things are possible with you, and I thank you for healing Cole today and taking that thing off of his leg and off of his body. All right, Cole, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how many steps did you take? Did you walk around the room?
Yeah, I just pulled over to the side of the road, actually.
Okay.
Probably 20 steps.
All right, good. All right, now, why don't you go ahead and reach down there and tell me about that lump.
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay. Well, here's what you do. You keep laying your hands on it and thank the Lord for his healing power.
Okay.
And see in your mind's eye and your faith, eye of faith, just see that gone. And
okay.
Then give me a call back. Why don't you give it till about Monday, and then you call me back.
Okay, I will.
All right?
Okay, thanks,
sir. Listen, you've received the prayer of faith, and we're believing with you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Do we have your address?
No, you don't.
Well, let me put you on hold, man, because I want to know who you are.
Okay, cool.
Hold on. There's a young man I've got a lot of hope for because he is operating in faith. What do you think of that, Carl?
I think that's exactly how it happens, is you've got to put something to your faith, whether it's go out and buy a book, whether it's go out and, help my unbelief. Sometimes you just got to learn. My people perish for lack of knowledge.
All right, exactly. What's the scripture reference for that?
Don't know.
Hosea 4:6.
There you go.
Because, go ahead, Barb, you give it. They have
rejected.
Let me give you the whole verse. It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, for they have rejected knowledge. I know Roger's listening to Portland, so I know.
He's got to have it.
He'd be right on there saying, Darren, give the whole verse. And he's right on to correct us when we don't give that. And that's why people do suffer for lack of knowledge, because they've rejected knowledge, or they've rejected an opportunity to get to know what the Lord wants. And so they don't spend time in the Word, and, they've chosen a consent of ignorance. And that's very, very, very expensive.
Yes.
really expensive. What do you have? You must have something on your heart today you want to share.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking about that. And,
I could see it in your eyes.
You know, the work of the believer is to believe. And the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven advances by force, and forceful men lay hold of it. And we were just thinking about that, and my wife and I have been really studying into this, and the biggest challenge is for us to get our, not only get the believing switch turned on, but to grow in belief. And that's, I think, is the whole key to appropriating the promises and the blessings of God, is do you really believe? And when we're honest with ourselves and we take inventory of our motives and take inventory of this is really where I'm at. I know that the promises are for those. Yes, I'm blessed. But are you blessed? Are you really walking in blessing? Are you healthy? Are you really enjoying supernatural health? Are you prospering? Are you increasing in your finances? And if the answer to those things is no, then we really need to be honest and recognize, you know what? I want to believe it. I know it's for me, but the truth is it's just not manifesting in my life. And then realize that the problem isn't with God. He's done the job for us. He's given us the promises. He's given us His word, which is yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And they're for today. And we have this great and marvelous covenant with God. And if we're falling short of what the word of God is speaking to our heart, then we've got to realize, Holy Spirit, thank you. Here's an area I need to grow in. And, you know, Paul had to deal with the same things. And he would say, you know, it's time for you to come on to meat. I'd like to give you something substantial for you to digest, something substantial for you to put into your plate so that you can grow and be sustained. But you're still children in your thinking. You're still immature in your spiritual development.
Yeah, he says you need to go on to the meat and move on, get off of the milk.
Yes.
You know, I had a revelation come to me a couple of days ago, and I was praying about some things that haven't yet manifested. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and He said, what you need to do, instead of working on to acquire it, you need to loose it. Because He says, I'm inside of you. And Colossians 2, 9 and 10 says, we're complete in Jesus Christ, in whom the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And Ephesians 3, 1 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And He said, it's not a matter of acquisition, but a matter of release. Mm-hmm. And one of the keys to the kingdom is to loose. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And so I was on my morning walk, and I was walking along, and I was loosing these things that need to happen, because I had to recognize they are in place inside of me, operating in me. My recognition needs to be not, I got to go out and find something I don't have. No, I've already got it. I need to recognize that and loose it. Mm-hmm. So I was saying, in the name of Jesus, I loose, and I quoted several scriptures. And I said, Ephesians 3:20 is one that goes right along with this. Now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. He said, you know a lot of scripture. Now loose that scripture and believe it's going into operation. Well, that will give me the answer I need in a hurry.
Yes.
A hurry.
So, and that's what the angels are listening for. They're listening for the word of God. That's what God the Father, He's bending down with His ear caught to the earth, listening for words of faith, for something that He can empower and perform. God is desiring to perform His word.
Well, you know, it says in Hebrews 4:2, I believe, it says about a group of people, they did not receive because their prayer was not mixed with faith. And you have to have faith. I mean, when you ask, and one of the best ways to do that is to present God His word. You referred to Psalm 107, 20, I believe. And we talk here, let me see here. I've got too many books here in front of me. In Psalm 103:20, it says, bless the Lord, you His angels, mighty in strength, who perform His word. Yes. If we never put the word out there, they don't have anything to operate on. And I believe that we need to give the word even to the Lord. And He says, you don't know how to pray as you should. Well, when we don't know how to pray, we need to be giving His word, because He responds to His word.
That's right. And you know, we tend to overlook the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. And this book is so rich in the principles of God. And if you'll remember in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And it gives a description in verse 2 of what that looked like. And the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving hovering, brooding is what other translations say, over the waters. And then here it is. And God said, let there be light.
Can I just say something here? Because that let there be light, because the light was already there, but it was in chaos. There was chaos going on. And chaotic. Let there be light is just calling in what was already there, Darren, is what you were saying, calling in on earth as it is in heaven. You know, and to make things visible, which are invisible, because the word invisible just means, for example, Barbara, your house is invisible right now because you can't see it. It doesn't mean it's not there. It's just, it's not apparent to your eye right now. And the same in the spirit realm. On earth as it is in heaven, make it real, make it visible in the physical manifestation, what's in the spirit realm, and that's exactly right how you were praying, Darren, calling in things on earth as they are in heaven.
Well, see, I still pray for this young man that just called us from Oregon. And I'm looking at what I would think what a lump on his leg would look like. Now, I'm seeing a dark spot disappear. In other words, the reason why it's there, the root of the thing, you might say. And Jesus cursed the fig tree, and it died from the roots up. Mm-hmm. And I believe when we look at a malady or an infirmity, we need to go for the very reason, the cause of that thing. And what you're saying, Roxanne, is right on. It's not what we see with our physical eyes. It's what we see with the eye of faith.
Yes.
And we have to see with the eye of faith that lump gone.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what kind of lump it is. You know, the devil's going to come along and say you got cancer and they're going to cut your leg off. They're going to do a lot of things to you. Well, you have to realize that saying that we give all the time, that feelings and symptoms are liars and God's word is truth.
Right.
And we can't go by what we see or what we feel like. We've got to go by what the word of God says. And when we give that priority in our bodies and in our circumstances, we will win. But if we get up every morning and we say, I need to take a symptom check here. How do I feel? We go to the mirror and say, how do I look? You know, I heard one evangelist saying, you know, you get up and say, I feel like a big old semi ran over me. Well, you probably got Michelin right across your forehead because that's the way you're feeling. Well, we can't go by our feelings. We have to go by the fact of the word.
You know why it's so important, why you curse it at the root also, Darren, is because the life is in the root.
That's right.
That's where the life is. So
exactly.
When you curse it at the root, it's dead.
It's dead.
And the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And his favorite game, his modus operandi, is to bring chaos into what God has created. He's created us in his image and in his likeness, again, in Genesis. But the devil has come with symptoms and with disease and with all of these things to bring chaos into our area to distract us from what God wants to perform in and through us so that he can't create anything. He can just pervert things. And so he wants to pervert the creation that we are as a resemblance of who he is.
That's exactly right. You know, Carl, I'm glad you don't know anything about my past, or not very much, but I'm going to pick on yours. Is that all right? For the first 36 years, did you get saved at 34 or 36?
36.
36
years old.
First 36 years of your life, you had a covenant with death.
Yeah.
And it's a wonder that you're still here. God must have had a plan for you because you were really embracing death, weren't you?
Yes.
It was part of your life. Okay, but now you have a covenant with life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think believers need to realize I have a covenant here with life. I don't have a covenant with death. I don't need to be sick. I don't need to be broke. I need to go with the truth of the word.
Yes.
And Jesus said he is alive. He is alive. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the great things about eternal life. When we recognize that and loose that to work in our bodies and our minds and spirits and finances and so on, our families, then we're going to see life.
I love what John chapter 3, verse 17 says. I've come that you would have life and have life to the full or
exactly.
More abundantly. And you know, and then you look in Deuteronomy chapter 28, we're shown the ability that we have to choose. His hope is that we would choose blessings. And he puts it out there for us. If you're doing this, this, and this, and this, you will be blessed. But if you're doing this, 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 and this, well, say goodbye to the blessings.
No, I think that's quoted, if you do this, 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 and that.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding you. But, you know, Barb, you had a scripture here to insert. Which one did you have here?
Concerning people like Cole that have something that they want to extract from their bodies.
Right.
In Matthew 15, verse 13, it's a wonderful verse, and it talks about every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant. And that means anything that the devil tries to put on you shall be rooted up plucked up out of that. And I believe that concerns our physical body as well as the environment. And so if I were Cole, I would take Matthew 15:13 and quote that,
you know,
until that lump disappears.
I think our guests are leaving. Are you guys splitting?
Yeah, we're going to go. So you guys can God has put on your heart.
Take your duplicator.
Your gift is over there on the table,
yep.
And we don't want you to stumble or fall in here and just make a bunch of noise. But we just bless you in the name of the Lord, and we'd like to pray for you before you go. Why don't you go over there and stand by that? You have something to say?
I just want to say thank you, Darren and Barbara. And, you know, it's been a pleasure as we started a little over a year ago and we met you in the elevator because we were handing out some candy. Yes. And Barbara, I says, would you like some candy? And Barbara goes, well, Darren, you like the dark chocolate? And so I go, are you Darren and Barbara? And we've grown to know them and love them, and we sure want to imitate their faith. And we highly esteem you. And just be blessed. We just want to say thank you, Power Partners, and thank you, KLT listeners who gave. And it's a real validation from God. You know, we're new in the public ministry, and sometimes you wonder, are you doing the right, are we doing the right thing? Should we keep going? And then God just little things, big things like this God does for us, and it's just like it just validates us. And we so thank you, and we just thank you that as you have given, it's going to be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, while men give unto your bosom. And Darren and Barbara, as you have sowed into our ministry from your ministry, we're just believing that you're going to have a return in your ministry as well. We love you.
Well, you know, we're always looking for good ground because we're smart. You know, we don't want to plant seeds in a driveway that don't grow there.
No.
But you know, I want to say this to you. We have been very attracted to you guys and drawn to you because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. We see you both walk in that, you know, and the higher the word level you have, and I know you're working it all the time. I can tell by the way you talk. And you haven't just had a jailhouse conversion back there 16 mm-hmm. years ago or whenever it was. Was it 14 years? 16? How old
36,
are you?
50, 14 years.
You look like you're 70.
That truck didn't run over me.
Okay.
I kick
kidding.
Trucks out of my way.
I rebuke
hope
those
you're
words.
Kidding,
I
or I will
words.
Say something about you.
Oh, no. Starting to get personal, going yeah. downhill. No, but I'll tell you what attracts us to you is your word level, which shows up in your speech, in your walk, in your carriage. And I watch things like that. And I see some people, in fact, I interviewed a guy one time on the air, and I should never have. I didn't check him out. And he had a so-called experience many, many years ago. He was building his whole ministry on an old story. I don't see that with you guys. I see a fresh anointing every time I talk to you. You have something you'd like to share that God's doing in your life. Well, that's very attractive. That draws people. How many people have gotten converted under your preaching and your ministry?
You know, we're trying to put some brochures together, and we haven't kept good records, but I know we're over 3,000 in the last 14 years, conversions for
Christ. That's amazing. That's amazing. When you preach, you don't mess around, do you? You go for the juggler.
No, Holy Spirit goes for the juggler. He's here to harvest, you know, and we, Roxanne and I, we just believe that he knows how to harvest. And then we link our faith with Holy Spirit, believing that harvest, as Jesus prayed in John chapter 16, will be preserved, kept until that great day, that great and wonderful day of the Lord.
You know, one thing's amazed me, Carl, that you've been saved about 14 years.
Yes, 14 years.
You know, but the word level that you have and the relationship that you have with the Lord would almost say you've been saved a lot longer than that. And I am so impressed with the word level that you have and the loyalty and the respect you have for the Lord God and for Holy Spirit. You're doing it right. And when we get a chance to bless a ministry like yours, when they're doing it right, and we know that you're out there harvesting souls, we know you're sensitive to the anointing of God because it's the anointing that removes the burden and destroys the yoke. It's not some fancy preaching deal. You know, it's not the packaging. It's what comes from the heart, goes to the heart. And I noticed you got a few tears in your eyes. What's going on?
Well, I just started thinking, you know, when you spend a life apart from God, and there's all the carnage of broken lives and the abuse and the misuse of people that have been in your path, and to have the opportunity to make that right. Yeah, and that's not the right term, but to go the other way, and instead of hurting and harming people, to be anointed to gather people to the cross. It's just...
Okay, when you were sitting in jail, you said you're sitting in the holding tank, and you finally came to the end of the string. What did you say to God?
I says, God, if you're real, take me or fix me.
No, you say taking me, you mean basically kill me or fix me?
Yeah, kill me. I'd had it. I didn't want to live another moment in the torment and the sense of inability to do anything. I was so helpless, so powerless, and I just didn't want to live another moment. And everything around me was just going south, and it was going south fast. And just like Job, every day, and with him, it was in moments. Moment to moment, a bad report. For me, it was day to day to day. But I mean, it was a week of evil reports, and it just crushed me. And I just cried out. I says, God, if, you know, I always thought there was a God. I believe there was a God.
You presumed there was a God.
But when it came right down to it, at that moment in time, I had to realize I didn't know. I really didn't know. And I needed to know. I was desperate to know.
Father God, we have sown here into great ground. And we know we've been watching Carl and Roxanne for a whole year in their ministry, the Living Truth Ministry. Father God, we believe that we've made a good investment here.
Yes.
Now we ask that through that tape duplicator, you would take these messages that Carl and Roxanne give, and you would just multiply those and get them out and get them into homes and cars and trucks, and that people would be blessed. Father God, they have reached out. They have reached out. They've accepted your anointing. They've accepted your calling. They know where they're going. And Father, today we just bless them in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus, and by the power of Holy Spirit, we bless their children and their family and everything they set their hands to. Lord, it's an honor to know these folks, and we thank you that they've recognized that rich anointing that's available through the Word. Now, Father God, I ask you to treat them like you treated Moses, to speak the name of the Lord ahead of them. Mm. Thank you, Lord, and glorify yourself through the work of their hands and through the words of their mouth. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you're raising up great people to bring in a wonderful harvest. We thank you for those harvests of over 3,000 souls in their ministry. We bless those individuals that have come to know you, Jesus. Now, Lord, richly bless them. Bring the finances they need in to do what you've called them to do. And we know you will, because, Lord God, one of the great qualities that you have is you're faithful. We thank you in the powerful name of Jesus. And Carl and Roxanne and Joanna, we bless you today in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in